Always aim to achieve the best. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, New King James Version. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. It is my personal belief, as developed from over 3.5 decades of life working with other people, that those folks who do not walk the walk of faith, who do not have, or if they do have, do not exhibit an established and used spiritual root to their lives, are also the very same folks who have no clear-cut aim or purpose in their personal lives. These type people are content to wing it and be completely satisfied living and going their own ways without any plan or purpose. They are wanderers. They are floaters, meanderers, if you will. They seem to go around and around in circles, always coming back to their original starting points, empty-handed, without any real, measurable, or significant accomplishment or growth. Pathetically, they often seek refuge and or solace behind the pious phrase, "Only God knows what's best for me, and He will provide it." As an expert marksman with shooting weapons, I do know for certain that if you aim at nothing, you will surely hit it every time you pull the trigger. The fact is that the person who sets little or low goals always achieves little. Another fact is the size of the dream will determine the size of the person you will become. Little dreams always produce little people. This truthful and factual information alone should serve to motivate you to set and achieve only great and glorious goals for yourself, to dream great and glorious dreams for yourself and your family. I once listened to a great and extremely wealthy and righteous man who was talking to an intimate group of close business associates at a 5-star tropical resort in the South Pacific. His words so blessed and impacted me that I want to share them with you. He said, quote, "There are no great people in this world. There are only ordinary people. The only difference is that some people set and accomplish higher goals, dream bigger dreams, and settle for nothing less than the best." Pastor, evangelist, and author Robert H. Schuller had this to say about who the great accomplishing people of the world were and about what characteristics they all commonly shared. He said, "Excellence is the motto of great people. All-out effort is the hallmark of their character. They focus on goals and aim carefully at a measurable, manageable target. The same way a crack rifleman sights the target, takes aim, and fires. All the while, they confidently trust God to give them a victory." May I ask you, is that how you are presently living your own life today? What is the hallmark characteristic of your life as you exhibit it every day to yourself and to the others around you? Whenever other people look at you or talk about you, what is the blatant watchword concerning you that continually keeps coming up in the conversations about you? Your track record, your past performance, Your reputation always precedes you and quickly identifies you for everyone else to see. No matter who you are, what you do, where you live, and how you live your own life, there are problems today that transcend you and your ability to solve them. Am I not correct? There are also dreams, your own dreams, that you well know are beyond your own ability to reach. If so, allow me to strongly and boldly suggest to you that you immediately stop learning and relying on your own abilities to resolve or to achieve such things, and start trusting and relying on God's abilities. Stand on His promise to you. He is well able, quote, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or imagine, end quote. See Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Allow me to be the bearer of good news. The fact of the matter is that you, sir, you, ma'am, as a mortal being, are just not able to think big enough to match God's abilities. So don't try to. Think and dream as big as you can, and then trust God to provide the ways and means to complete the great dreams you have. You go to work on turning your dreams into reality as best you are able. You do your part first. Once you have done your part, then God is able to step in and complete the mission. Always remember, God's office is at the end of your own rope. The Holy Bible tells us that we are snared by the words of our own mouth. We are hung by our own tongue. That we will indeed possess that which we readily and faithfully confess, so long as we continue to work relentlessly towards accomplishing the desire of our own hearts. With that in mind, I exhort you to write down this personal positive affirmation, commit it to memory, and then repeat it out loud at least 3 times each and every day. I know that I can never dream big enough to match God's dreams. He is always ahead of me and beyond me. But I do know that I can always call upon God to help and assist me with His power and might to help me turn my dreams into total reality. All things are possible to him who believes.